بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: كرم المؤمن دينه ومروءته عقله وحسبه خلقه. It's a very amazing, beautiful hadith. The honor of a believer is his religion, his deen. And his dignity is his sanity or his intellect, while his status is his character. So much here in these three statements. Allah Ta'ala has given us the deen of Islam, and the teachings of Islam are so beautiful, so sublime, that even today, the 21st century, that we find that there are so many basic teachings of Islam that the non-Muslims, they don't have it. And when they see it in Islam and in Muslims, then they marvel at it. One basic thing, for example, our tahara, our level of cleanliness, purity, istinja, wudu, ghusl, these things, you don't find it in the lives of the non-Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to us. This is one glaring example of the purity of Islam. And then every aspect, how we conduct as Muslims, and the teachings of Islam covers everything from the time a person goes to bed, wakes up, goes to toilet, has a bath, or if he is intimate, or if he is eating. So wherever a person may be, in the masjid, out of the masjid, at home, every single facet of life is covered by the deen of Islam. And this is the most beautiful and the best of teachings, the teachings of Islam. We find also one thing, that even our trade and commerce, our commerce is unique also. The Islamic system, the Shariat system. So, karamul mu'min deenuhu. Our honor is in our deen. And if we're going to look and we're going to imitate other ways besides Islam, then it's going to lead to our disgrace. We are going to become dishonored. Like Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, "Inna kunna adhalla qawm fa'azzana Allah bin Islam." That we Arabs, we were the most downtrodden nation. And Allah Ta'ala gave us izzat and respect and honor through Islam. If we are going to look for izzat and honor in other places, adhallana Allah. Once again, we will be downtrodden, we will become disgraced. The second aspect, wa muru'atuhu aqluhu. And the dignity of man is his sanity and his intellect. One is, we obviously understand that a person that is sane and a person that is insane, a person that is insane has no control over his actions, his behavior, his words. Man's dignity is in his sanity. And then also, with having aqal, but if there's no direction, deen gives us direction. Above the aqal is shariat. The shariat will show us the way, the correct way. So, if a person has that right intellect, right intelligence, right understanding of how to do things, then we find that, alhamdulillah, his entire life is navigating in the correct way, in adversity, in prosperity, in both situations, he is navigating in what a way, what he is doing. Allah Pak is showing him how to conduct, how to behave. We see, subhanallah, during the times of difficulty, just an example, in our country, when there was looting, for example, then the Muslims got together, someone is baking bread quietly and producing and distributing, then trucks are coming with a lot of food, and even the non-Muslims have testified that what the Muslims did, nobody else did. You see, Allah Ta'ala gives that aqal, and then that aqal also, it brings a lot of honor also. وَحَسَبُهُ خُلُقُهُ. And the status of man really is his akhlaq. It is not judged by his assets, by his looks, by his family. This status, or by his qualifications, the status is judged by his akhlaq. Time and again, we have found this testimony that a person maybe doesn't have, comes from maybe a very, very poor background, doesn't have maybe a very high-standing family, but his conduct is very good. Always got a smile on his face, people will talk about that. Always greeting, people will talk about that. Always helpful, always hospitable, very, very kind, has good manners, very well mannered. So these are the things that people look for, and these are the things that people talk about. I even tell the children in the madrasa, I tell them, see, people don't see a report card who came out first, second and third, but what they definitely see is your behavior. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we can have the correct akhlaq.